This year, tourism took the worst economic hit it's taken in decades. Travel across the globe pretty much died in a single month. Lots of travellers got more than they bargained for as a result. Travellers like this guy.
Hello.
Can I get you to just introduce yourself?
Is it right now?
Yeah.
So I'm Jared, and I've been living in Peru for a year and a half.
For Jared, Peru is a dream destination.
I've always loved going to like wild places, and Peru to me just seemed like a wild place, you know, like I would imagine Indiana Jones hiking through the Amazon or something. So that intrigued me, and I wanted to learn Spanish as well. Peru is a really good place to learn Spanish.
But when the coronavirus hit, the country locked down hard.
The world is closing down as the coronavirus pandemic continues to spread.
Thousands it's caused a bad scramble for Australians.
Another wicked problem.
If you think we're struggling in Australia, imagine being trapped.
Despite strict lockdown measures, Peru has had close to 3,000 deaths from the coronavirus. When this thing first started, did you have a chance to come back to Australia?
Yeah, man. That was a problem at the beginning. It was so fast. I think it happened so quickly that people and travellers just had no idea what was going to happen and didn't have a chance to sort of go back home. I did have a small window, but I actually decided to stay here for a few reasons, mostly because I have a good position with the NGO I'm working for, and I wanted to keep doing that.
And was health ever a concern?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, the hospital system, the healthcare systems, it's not very good. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why they were so quick and so strict, because the healthcare system's just, it's just not, you know, it's just not got the facilities.
This conversation with Jared brought up something that I don't think we consider that often, this idea that travel is a privilege, because really only a small subset of the world's population can afford to go overseas. And something Jared said really hammered this home for me.
I think the problem, and something I'm actually a bit worried about, is that Peru, you know, has a lot of people that are really poor. And, you know, I worry about them because that, you know, they can't work and, you know.
20% of Peru's population lives below the poverty line. They earn less than $1.90 US a day. And Jared's trying to do something about that.
I still do my work with the NGO Intiwawa.
On their website, Intiwawa say their main goal is to break the cycle of poverty in the city of Arequipa in the south of Peru, where Jared lives at the moment. And as travel starts to open up and we begin planning our holidays again, maybe this is a chance for us to think about how travel can help people who are financially worse off than we are. Because the tourist dollar has huge potential to improve the lives of people in impoverished nations. To learn more, I reached out to Dr. Suzanne Becken. She's a professor of sustainable tourism at Griffith University. She told me that the sad reality is that for most travellers, it's highly unlikely a destination like Peru would be on the cards at any time, let alone after a global pandemic.
Actually, a lot of the global tourism business does exactly not end up in the poor countries, but it's rich countries travelling between each other.
But maybe this is a time for us to rethink that. Even if we do get more people travelling to developing nations like Peru, though, the opportunity for exploitation of these poor communities is still really high.
People who want to make a positive difference and take the time to basically research what you're booking. You always have to see it in perspective of, you know, the carbon you invest to go somewhere. So you fly all the way to Peru. It's obviously a big footprint. So then you want to at least make it worth your while and really contribute to the local initiatives. It's actually quite a rewarding experience also for the traveler, because often you get the better product. So the one advice I would do is basically put a bit of effort in what you book and where you spend your money and where you can make a difference.
I hope that as things go back to normal, we remember that. We remember the people living on $1.90 a day. Because for people like that, where we take our dollar makes a world of difference.